This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left are victims of themselves, and it is interesting to watch. It's quite fun to watch, to be honest with you. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Thanks for being here. We do this show 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. I don't know when you get it in your market, what you're getting. Do you get the first hour, the second hour? I have no issue with that. We have no control over it because, you know, when you're on terrestrial, they just do what they want to do with you. But I do want to make this announcement. On the 16th, we go up on satellite. We will expand probably into 50 new markets within a week or two of that announcement. And that is going to be something to watch because, number one, we're going to grow in such big numbers. Now, these are not huge markets. These are places that will have, you know, 10,000 to 50,000 type people listening. We're not talking 50,000 watt signals for radio, which is a big signal. 50,000, 100 watts means you're in a big metro area. But we're talking about reaching a lot more people. I think it's God's will to say, Kevin, I'm going to get you into these little places where the evangelicals are and these little voices that are unheard, that don't know you exist, that feel like they have been abandoned by this country and its so-called leaders are going to hear your message and it's going to expand. So I'm excited about it. You know, a lot of people would be excited to get, you know, WABC in New York or some big channel elsewhere. People that are doing this job with smoke and mirrors, people who want to be stars, they want to be so big, but not because they really believe in what God is telling them to do or what what you want to be done, because you are God-fearing, American-loving patriots, not for that reason, which is why I do it. I don't do it because I want to get out there and go, oh, look at me, look at me. I've been there, done that a couple of times in multiple things in life. It's okay. But let me tell you, sadly, you do have to have that cult of personality. But I tell people, let's build a cult of personality, but let's do it with people that truly want to help others, that want to elevate people like Charles Love, who runs Seeking Educational Excellence, or Chris Harris, who runs Unhyphenated America for me. Both of those guys I've gotten on the TV, and I want them to grow. We've got Lawrence Jones, locally, who's running our outreach program called One Urban Voice. Lawrence is, again, another talented guy that people that need to get, you know, to be out there. So we're doing it. But the point is, I think that that's the reason for the expansion. The reason why we've got 13 locations for the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, not because I'm rich. We did the first location in Scottsdale, and suddenly people are going, you know, Kevin, let's get this out there. Let's do more. Let's do more. Well, that's where we are. So as we do more and more of these things and the word gets out about what we're doing, that expands. And I think it's expanding it the way that God wants it to expand, not something that I want. Because I would be like, yeah, man, let's get in all these big markets or whatever else. But God's going, no, you can't. Those people may not be as redeemable, or maybe that's not the way that he wants to see this thing work. And he wants these little voices to feel represented. I love rural America, as you guys know. I grew up on a ranch. Wouldn't trade that lifestyle for anything, man. It is an amazing thing to do. Every time I hear about my friends that have ranches and they, you know, Kevin, we got a little place out. I'm like, can I go? You know, I want to go fishing. I want to go hunting. I want to go do the things that I love doing, the things that I grew up doing. I'm not into the parties and the jet set scene. I mean, I'll endure it. If somebody's got to do it, I'll sign up. But give me a choice between that and dropping my rod and reel into my string anyway, into the water at a lake, and then going up to the cabin to barbecue and fellowship with friends. I'm there, man. Put me there. Anyway, talking about the tour, and I mentioned that the left paint themselves in the corners and they can't get out. And John Stewart, a guy writes in Mediaite, is in a hostage situation with his own audience. This is what Ruben Report, fellow comedian Dave Rubin said on Right on Hollywood on his podcast. In a discussion about modern comedy, host Christian Toto asked Rubin for his perspective on liberal comedians like Mark Maron and Jon Stewart, not being more critical of political correctness and woke culture. And he said, Toto said of the comedians, you'd think a comedian of all people would just be outraged by woke culture and what it's doing to their profession, but they don't seem to be that way. And Stewart, Rubin said, is the most disappointing among today's comics, calling the recent launch of his the problem with Jon Stewart a strange pivot after the former Daily Show host remained mostly quiet during Donald Trump's presidency. And what Rubin is commenting about is Jon Stewart didn't have the guts to not criticize Trump and to actually, you know, point his barbarous wit towards the left. Now he's trying to make the switch. And he's also finding that he doesn't have an audience. He doesn't have an audience because, as I've said to the left too many times, they're afraid to speak. I've been around them. I've been in their presence, and they will bring up a subject that's, you know, somewhat controversial to them. I say it, boom, I just come right out with mine, and they look like, oh, you know. And you, what's funny about when you're around leftists, if you watch them, if you're a people person and an observer, you know what you find? You find the righties inside of leftism. Because what they'll do is they can't control the real raw emotion of what I say. So if I say something like, man, are you kidding? Black Lives Matter is one of the most racist terrorist groups on the planet. Look at what they're telling you. They are putting their racism in your face. Black Lives Matter over all other lies. And if you watch the faces of lefties, so-called lefties, you can spot the ones that go, I agree with you, wink, wink. If there was a pheromone test, I could tell, I could smell the people who think the way I think, and I could call them out. I don't care how many. They can say what they want. They can virtue signal all they want. Let me tell you, these people they believe in what we're saying. They do. They just don't have the guts to leave it. And that's what this is about. That's what Jon Stewart is never going to be as effective as he was until he comes out bold. He came out bold. He would be as large as Joe Rogan. Why is this guy not bigger than Joe Rogan? He had the bully pulpit. And even when Jon Stewart was at his height, believe it or not, he wasn't as big as Rogan. And again, no offense against Rogan. He's not saying anything new. Joe is I'm not even trying to be mean. Joe's a blue collar version of me. I'm not the only person that thinks that. We have a lot of similarities, a lot of them. I'm just a little better educated. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I say this to Rogan's face, and I hope to get on his show. I think, you know, we'd hoop it up and we'd have some good times together. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to finish up on Jon Stewart and some more crazy from the lefties.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about wokeism. All these different, they got all these new names, these new things for the left. You know, they always come up with these clever things like, you need to get woke, you know, and things like that. And let me tell you, what I love about you guys is you are finally going, I'm getting woke from woke. You are now taking it on the, you're like, pff, you get hit and you're just like, boop, is that the best you got? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Give me a call. Get a hold of us on social media, whatever. You know we get back with you. I got to tell you, man, I am so proud of you people. You are waking up, and I'm not talking about the woke thing. You're waking up from woke. You're waking up from the oppression, all the things that these people tell you, the cause of racism, sexism, and, you know, xenophobism, and all these other isms. You're finally saying enough is enough. And it's not, here's what I want you to feel good about, folks listening. This is not
temporary. This is you saying, nope, I'm done. And I want you to understand there are millions of you. It's not a few. We're not talking about a fringe group here. You're sick of it everywhere I go. And we're ratcheting up the audiences little by little, whether it's the comedy shows or our first location we did roughly just over 200 people. The next locations we're doing 500. After that, we're looking in venues that will hold at least 1,000. So these are ratcheting up. The more people that I'm out there meeting with, and you know what, usually you guys would come up and whisper, go, you know, Kevin, I got to tell you, this whole woke thing. Y'all are coming up going, Kevin, I'm done with woke. I don't care what it is. And they're boisterous. You're not keeping it under your breath. You're saying it in lines, you know, at the bank, or you're saying it around people as you sit at a ball game. Good for you. Talking about this whole woke thing, and even the leftists are waking up from woke. Jon Stewart was doing his show, came off of the late, whatever it's called, the comedy show or whatever that Trevor Noah took over for, and I guess I got it wrong. I've never seen the show. I just know this. It's suffering in the ratings. I thought he pivoted because Jon Stewart started having these sort of conservative-esque approaches to subjects. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what the outcome was when he started having those revelations. I don't know whether they kicked him out of the tribe or what. But he gets his own show. And Dave Rubin is analyzing it. And here's what Rubin said. He went all in on wokeism. And he started lecturing white people and doing segments like Dear White People and the rest of it. And it's like, man, you don't believe this. That's what Rubin said. I know that sounded convoluted, but, you know, he said it his way. I don't know how. I wasn't there. But anyway, he goes on that they write this. Stewart's Apple TV show covers a variety of left-wing friendly topics. See, I didn't know that. I thought they were saying Stewart's coming to his senses and all that. And maybe that's not why his show is getting the attention that it's getting. But his show has gotten so few ratings. He's joking about it on the show. And now it turns out, I'm learning this as you learn it. It turns out it's because all he talks about is leftist drivel. He says, one episode titled Taking Responsibility for Systematic Racism led to conservative Andrew Sullivan accusing Stewart of ambushing him and making him appear bigoted with a panel on race. Stewart denied this and also blasted conservative critics saying he's too woke these days, calling the accusation and use of the term lazy. And we can't stop with the lazy woke crap, I cleaned it up, anytime someone disagrees with a conservative. That's what he tweeted last month about the incident. Let me tell you, anybody that believes, any of these leftists who believe that they're going to build a Bill Maher-like show, you know, where they try to pretend that they're wanting to get true conservative. Bill Maher won't have a real conservative who fights on his show anymore since Breitbart. He won't. That's where I got introduced to Breitbart. I watched Breitbart destroy Bill Maher and went, now that's a white dude who is not, he's unapologetic. And ultimately I ended up meeting Andrew Breitbart. He followed my work and got me on Fox. And what we would have done a lot of great things together by now if he hadn't passed away. But Stewart thinks he's going to build this another thing like Bill Maher. Nobody even likes Bill Maher's show. I don't know if people realize it. Bill Maher got kicked off for low ratings before. He reconstituted the show, brought it back. And I think just based on, you know, HBO or wherever he does the show, they're just saying, you know what? We don't have anything. This is the closest we have to, and I'm using my finger quotes, comedy. So let's just let it ride. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I had a show anywhere close to the time that Bill Maher was on, nobody would watch his show. Because when you're talking about truth and you're making fun of it and people can relate versus you, and by the way, while I'm on the subject of this, Bill Maher is smart enough to say, oh, the left is crazy on that idea. You know, y'all are forcing the conservatives. He won't come out and say the conservatives are right. But he will allude that you're going to lose lefties if you continue down this, he won't say wrong path, and don't at least listen to the other side. He's still soft-shoeing it. I would be destroying these leftists. I would have them so mad at me that they would want me out, but they'd be listening, and you guys would be tuned into the show to such a degree that it would be clip after clip after clip of what I said during a single show. And I know this, and I also know this is why many of these people do not want me to have a show. I know it. He goes on, this is what Ruben says. John Stewart knows at this point he's middle-aged, super-rich, white guy. He's danced around these woke ideas. He's run around calling Republicans racist and bigots and homophobes and everything else. He says, but the conservative commentator did offer praise for other comedians who have been more critical of political correctness in comedy, including Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan. Yeah, he's praising them because those are the big guns. Well, I'm doing more than praising them. I'm mimicking them, and I don't follow Rogan or follow Chappelle in anything. I watch Dave's programs, and occasionally I'll catch Rogan's clips. I don't watch Joe's show. I don't follow Chappelle. I write comedy very similar to Dave Chappelle, and when people come out and see our show, they will say, boy, Kevin reminds me of Chappelle, Tim Wilkins reminds me of whomever. Brad Stein reminds me of whomever. I think more Robin Williams meets Sam Kinison. But whoever we remind you of, but what we will be doing is giving you a truthful assessment of the world. And that's what people want. And I'm going to tell you, there will come a day, I don't know if it's been God's plan, that we will all be, I told these guys, I want us all to be so popular and so in dishing out truth that we are unstoppable. We can go anywhere and do these events and get an audience of 5,000 people to see these shows. We can command the types of audiences and get around people that matter so we can espouse our own values. And inside of these comedies is so much truth. Getting the truth out through humor and comedy is my passion. Hope you guys come see our next show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is skyrocketing towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price on record. And Democratic Senator from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, now's a great time to think about going green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline, fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going into the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
President Biden meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Under the direction of Attorney General Merrick Garland, the FBI is once again going after parents.
Whistleblowers have revealed that the FBI opened multiple investigations into parents who protested education policies they believed harmful to their children, including one father who complained against mask mandates. The news comes after it was discovered that the Biden administration officials solicited a letter from the National School Boards Association asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate concerned parents for potential, quote, domestic terrorism under the Patriot Act.
Katie Lewis reporting there from the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau. The Biden administration has canceled U.S. oil and gas production lease sales in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. The move comes amid mounting bipartisan criticism of the administration for allegedly hampering American fuel production while consumer prices soar. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My buddy Andy sent me a note and said it only took 2,000 mules to install one jack butt. I cleaned it up for radio. I think you get the picture. Also, I got a letter from my friends Bob and Carol, or Carol and Bob. Their card Bob is always gracious enough to put his wife's name before his. I'm not going to say their last name, but Bob and Carol. And Bob, I want you to know that your writing is indeed hieroglyphics, but I do read your letters. And in fact, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to read your joke. This one of the jokes was really funny to me, and so I'm going to read one of your jokes so you know that I do read this. So it says, one evening, a husband, thinking he was being funny, said to his wife, "Perhaps we should start washing your clothes in SlimFast. Maybe it would take a few inches off of your butt." His wife was not amused and decided that she simply couldn't let the comment go unnoticed. The next morning, the husband took a pair of his underwear out of his drawer. "What the heck is this?" he said to himself as a little dust cloud appeared when he shook them out. "Maria," he hollered into the bathroom, "why did you put baby powder in my underwear?" She replied with a giggle, "It's not baby powder, it's Miracle-Gro." Ba-dum-bum. Bob, Carol, I do read your messages. And by the way, thank you for a very generous gift to us that's going to help us get the comedy tour out there. That's what we'll use it for. I won't say how much, but I'll tell people this. It was generous. And I appreciate the people that go to the website, click on the buttons, and donate. Bob and Carol always send a check. And I got their previous note that said, "Hey, things are a little tight. We aren't, you know, may not be able to send you any funds." And I said, "Hey, guys, don't worry about it. They bucked up. They are founding members of what we're calling the Backstage Club or Backstage Pass, which is just starting." Also, my buddy Albert, who sent a really nice, you know, contribution a year or so ago. Albert, we can't thank you enough. I got a note from him the other day. So we look at all this stuff, folks, and you send it, I read it. Bob admits his writing is hieroglyphics, and it truly is. So I don't get every word. It's like talking to my friend. It's like speaking French. I speak French, but I don't always catch all the words from when they go too fast. But I do get the meaning. And we thank you guys for that. That outpouring of support. I can't tell you how much it means for a guy to sit down and write a handwritten essentially 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. I love that Bob writes 2 complete pages, and then he, on his second page, on one page front and back, and he says, well, hey, I better let you go. And, but then he does a P.S., and the P.S. page was longer than the original letter. I love that. Thanks, Bob. And, of course, always sending the jokes. So we do. We care. And we respond. And I think that's why we're going to grow. I mentioned we're going up on the satellite system on May 16th, a few days from now. We've got 13 locations where we're planning our tour. I mean, this is amazing stuff that's happening very, very quickly. So thank you all for all the things that you do. We're going to be asking some of you for recurring donations of $5-$10 a month so I can make sure this staff, we know they're going to get paid, because we are going to continue to do this work regardless. And I don't want to let anybody go. I want to reward the people who've been with me for over a decade, betting on the idea that we're going to be able to get the truth out. And had it not been for these knucklehead Facebooks and Twitters that are so scared of us, and that's all it is, I'm telling you, and they better fear us, because we are a powerful voice as a team. We get a lot of stuff done. So they better fear us. Anyway, moving on, lots to talk about. One of the stories I was going to bring up is Ed Henry. Because you guys know I got fired from Fox, and they said what I did was reprehensible. Well, Ed Henry eventually got fired from Fox. He had some things, and I'll read this. It says, former Fox News anchor Ed Henry has dropped the defamation lawsuit against CNN and NPR over their reporting on his exit from the network. Henry, a former fixture at Fox News, was let go in 2020 amid sexual misconduct allegations. Now, he lasted 2 years longer than I did at Fox News, and I did a tweet. Ed, not only, I mean, look, again, I'm not moralizing. People do these things, you know, and conservatives. Ed, in his case, was caught with a stripper. And he's a married guy, caught with a stripper, having affairs, whatever. I'm not going to moralize about it. We know that's between him and God. I get it. That's not the thing he should be doing. But here's my point. I made a tweet that called the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. Ed was doing this, got put on probation. Then he comes back and they accuse him of sexually molesting or, you know, sexual whatever they call it, harassment of women at Fox. And they finally fire him. But they called my tweet reprehensible. That was when I drew the line. Anyway, that's what made me click on this story. And the reason why Ed dropped this lawsuit against CNN and NPR is very simple. It's because he did it. You know, Ed was he was a fun guy to be around. If you ever were around Ed Henry, he's bubbly. He's the kind of the chubby fat kid that was you're always joking about because he was looking to figure out how he could steal some cake, right? That's the personality he had. He was a joy to be around. But he would hit on girls, you know, I mean, blatantly and openly. And they called and I'm not even telling you that that's necessarily reprehensible, but that's what it took for him to get fired. What I'm telling you is, when I say it's not reprehensible, I'm saying guys hit on girls. That's what guys do. It's not reprehensible. Now, he was married, and some married guys hit on girls, and they don't mean anything by it. They're just like, hey, testing the waters, you know, going, hey, I still got it. But Ed Henry was more, you know, he went further, as we know, from his reprehensible behavior. But for Fox News to take my tweet and go, that's reprehensible, shame on them. Moving on. Netflix. Netflix is going to, they're introducing a lower ad-supported subscription plan because they're losing people and because their price keeps going up and up and up. But here's what they also said. The streaming pioneer is also planning to start cracking down on password sharing among its subscriber base around the same time, citing an internal note to employees. So I tell people all the time, when it comes to leftism, I wouldn't password share my Netflix account. If someone, Kevin, let me have your account so I can watch Netflix for free. If it was my kid going to college, I'd say, get your own account. He's got, we log on. I've got a family account. But I wouldn't let him cheat. I would just get him another account. That's what conservatives do. This is why I tell you, our dollars mean something. Your click means something. When they talk about, we'll stop you from seeing good ads, because all we used to get on our my regular page is they would give us toenail fungus ads and you know, weight loss and, you know, bunion surgery. And I mean, it was the craziest stuff. We never got Lexus commercials or go vacation with Norwegian, you know, cruise lines or anything like that. We got nasty stuff. And but I said that they're the ones paying, they're the ones losing out, because conservative dollars are the best dollars in the world. The American conservative dollar. Let me put it this way. Give me a million staunch conservatives and over 50 million leftists. I will take a million staunch conservatives and their conservative dollars over 50 million leftists. Leftists will figure out how to get something for you out of nothing. They will give everybody their login. If you don't catch it, they will do everything they can to stop you from making money. That's what they do. That's why I've warned them. I warned media outlets for conservatives. I said, if you think Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey are going to help you further your cause, get the word out about freedom and truth and justice, and you must be out of your minds. So anyway, Netflix, there you go. Now, what are we doing at the Flick Fest? Number one, we're going to give you a bunch of new movies. And we're about to get our app launched. So if you got Fire Stick, Amazon Fire Stick, you'll be able to get our site anywhere you want. You'll be able to get it on your phone and all that, but on your big TV if you got Fire Stick. So that's number one. We'll have that. But I'm not going to worry about you giving passwords out. We're not concerned about it. I know once you start to watch our service, you will support what we're doing because you will understand the meaning behind it. That's why you'll do it. So I don't worry about what the conservative movement is. I don't worry about getting cheated. Are there some that are going to do it? Yeah, there's some conservatives that are unscrupulous. I'm not going to say they're not. We're all sinners. We're all doing, you know, I'd love to tell you that we're perfect. We're not. And I'm not, the reason why I say these things, I talk about them openly and honestly, is because if there are leftists listening, I want them to understand. We know you got issues. Don't try to hide it from us. We know you have issues. So come on over here. Join us. We've got issues as well. None of us are worthy of the grace of God that He puts in our lives every day. None of us. I don't care. Show me your pastor. I will show you a sinner. So let's get over ourselves. But let me tell you, where we do credit, where we do things the right way, where we aspire to do God-like stuff or good quality stuff in life, I'm going to tell you, because I so appreciate you folks. And I know I'll have much more to appreciate you for soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Polling's not getting any better for Biden. I was saying on a friend of mine's radio show the other day that even with this new women's, you know, Me Too thing with the whole it's my body and the whole SCOTUS leak and all that. Biden's not making any progress. The left is not making any progress. You want to know why? Because it doesn't matter if it's your body, if it's locked down. It doesn't matter if it's your body when somebody can give you, can mandate you get a shot. You can't use that argument. People are smarter than that. And if the Democrats think that we're that stupid, they're going to get a rude awakening. They are so scrambled right now because they can't cheat to the level that they need to cheat. They have no poll that shows, sadly for the Democrats, nobody cares about their lies anymore. And they know them to be lies. And they know them to be duplicitous. They know that there is no good thing that the Democrats say that make you go, you know what, I can believe that. I can take that to the bank. And it's getting down to the low-level voter. Because, see, the lies begin from the moment you crank your car. Oh, it's Trump's fault that you're paying double for gas. No, it's not. I cranked my car a year and a half ago, two years ago, and it didn't cost this much. I go to the grocery store. I can't spend less than $50. You come out there with a handful of items and you go, how is this $57? You know that you're not feeding your children to the level you want. You know that you can't go out and watch a movie or do something, go to a play or whatever, without seeing the inflation hit you smack in your face. And it's one thing when you're doing it at home. See, when you cook at home, it's cheaper. Even with that grocery bill, it's cheaper. Go out, try to take your family out to Six Flags, or go do something as a family and watch when that bill comes. It's mind-blowing. Survey polling is not good for Joe Biden. They don't want him to run again in 2024. They say right now if there's a rematch with Trump, Biden would lose again by double figures. You notice I said again. The survey by Rasmussen Reports and the Heartland Institute found that 61% of U.S. voters think Biden should not seek re-election in 2024. 28% said he should run, and 11% said they're undecided. Here's the problem for Biden. Add the people who say he should and the undecideds, and you know what you get? You get 39%. That's about the polling of people who actually like the guy, and that shows you the number of demented morons there are in the United States. How could you want this guy to run again, and how could you be undecided? In a Trump-Biden rematch, if the election were held today, 50% said they'd vote for Trump, 36% for Biden. Biden's lucky to have that much. Trust me, if they give you real true statistics on that, because that's only 84-86% of the vote. 14% are not there. It would be 64% would vote for Trump and 36% for Biden. If they gave you a truthful poll. I'm not trying to say that you know, it's a lie. I'm just telling you the way that they did it, they skewed the data. They said if Governor DeSantis were Biden's opponent, 46% would vote for DeSantis, 35% would vote for Biden. Why does that number go down 1 percentage point for Biden, depending upon who the Republican is? Another 11%, by the way, if it were Governor DeSantis and Biden, said they would vote for somebody else. Overall, 55% of people hold an unfavorable view of Biden, including 44% who said their opinion is very unfavorable, 42% have a favorable view of Biden, 25% very favorable. In an analysis of the survey results, the Heartland Institute found that although 64% of black voters reported having favorable opinion of Biden, 39% of black folks want Biden to run again. You believe those numbers? Fine. I don't care. The numbers don't matter to me. What matters to me are trend lines. I told you that the numbers are arbitrary. Among Hispanics, 43% have a favorable opinion of Biden. Only 31% want him to run again in 2024. 43% favorable, 57% non-favorable, meaning I've told you guys. The biggest opportunity in the history of politics. It will not get any better than this. I've looked at this. I remember saying it with Obama and, you know, trying to figure out all the you know, oh, my gosh, it's doom and gloom. and what could be worse and all this. There is no possible worse scenario than we face right now. No possible better opportunity than the chasm between what they said about Trump and what they said about Biden, and what you're going to learn about Trump and what you're going to learn about Biden over the next few months. The changes that are already occurring within the Democrat, within politics in general, but certainly within the Democratic Party. There is no better time to pounce than now. This is why I told my team 2022 will be the first year of us going into the stratosphere. And by 2024, we better be cooking with absolute gasoline. We better be nuclear. And I mean this as a party or as a, there's nothing I can tell you that doesn't explain that where I can explain this any better. You better have lined up, gotten social media out of your system. You better have a million people in your database that love and believe in you, that are going to support you. And that's what my team is shooting for. I get that. We are golden. And I know that some of you that listen to the show, we have 35,000 listeners to this program. I know we do, because that's what the number of downloads we get every month. We will convert those into that daily soon. I promise you we will. It's already going to start to happen. So you're looking at Biden's favorability. He can't beat Trump. He can't beat DeSantis. He's lost a huge swath of the black vote, a huge swath of the Latino vote, a huge swath of the youth vote, a huge swath of the female or the women vote, whatever, however you want to do it. He's losing the LGBT community. He's losing the general population. The Democrats are so despised because of their policies and their recklessness and their greed. Everybody's seeing it at the base level. All we have to do is continue to remind them who these people are. Get this. They say, despite 74% of Democrats surveyed reporting a favorable impression of Biden, only 49% want to see him run in 2024. Of 11% of Republicans report having a favorable impression of Biden, 85% of them say he should not run again. If you're 11% of Republicans and you have a favorable opinion of Biden, you ain't a Republican. Among voters unaffiliated with either major party, with either major party, 34% hold a favorable impression of Biden. However, only 21% think he should seek a second term. So let me translate that. 66% do not have a favorable impression. And I can't speak to the other stat because it's only involving those that hold a favorable impression. In a second bout against Trump, 73% of Democrats would vote for Biden, while 89% of Republicans would vote for Trump. That's right in line with what Trump got anyway. 73%. Biden would lose 27% of Democrats. For affiliated voters, 49% would vote for Trump, 27% for Biden in a Trump rematch. Another 17% said they'd vote for somebody else. That's okay. The choice between Biden and DeSantis, 69% of Democrats would vote for Biden versus 73%, and 80% of Republicans would vote for DeSantis, so he loses a little bit on both of those. Unaffiliated voters would vote for DeSantis by a 16% point margin over Biden. So again, both of our candidates, the de facto king and the man who will be king one day, DeSantis, both of them would soundly beat Biden, soundly. One's already done it. And he'll do it again. So when people are trying to convince you that, oh, Donald Trump's not, people don't like him. I don't like his tweets. I don't like his mean spit. I don't like his style. Whatever. Look at what Biden's got. Look at what the outcome has been for Biden and the Democrats. This is what they wanted. They orchestrated this. And now where are they? Exactly. Tell you folks, be happy, be joyful, be gleeful. Revel in this. We are about to change politics in this country that will last decades. I just need to know who's firmly with me. And we're going to ask you. Because if you do what I ask you to do, we will never, like I say never, but we will dominate election cycles.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.